All right. Well, we're back up and running. It is April 21st, 2023. I didn't even look to see where we were at for the previous episode I did. I just figured I would just jump back in and see where this one goes. So, sorry there's no cool music or donkey sounds. I don't know what the hell goes under this thing, but I promise if I get the plays, I will put more effort into it all. So, let me tell you about a lot of stuff going on right now. Woo! And let me tell you, I'm glad you're listening. I appreciate it. So, let's get started. Let's begin what we have to talk about. And for me, obviously, this is the Just a Dad podcast. And honestly, it's all I've ever been is just a dad. I've never been, you know, well, let's put it this way. I've always been out for myself, right? I think we all are. Just no doubt. Okay. And then let's pause this little tidbit with, I am driving right now, so you may hear road noise, but if you do, I apologize, but that's what's going on. Anyhow, yes, me, just like any other depraved wretch out there, we are out for ourselves, right? I might be a dad, I might be a husband, maybe a father, a Christian, brother, cousin, whatever. I'm still selfish, I'm still a wretch, I'm still out for myself. However, as a dad, you can't live your life for yourself, because that would not be proper. You wouldn't be living up to the calling that God calls us to be at, right? So, also disclaimer, this is a podcast with a Christian worldview, so you're going to hear it from me. Believe as you will, but I will always speak the truth with the gospel to you if I can. So, with that, let's dig in, okay? Because I feel like that's a lot of, there's a lot of stuff we've missed in the last couple years, I think. I don't know. How long has it been? I have no idea. This is crazy. But anyhow, so my, I was going to school. I'm still going to school. I'm finishing my bachelor's here in a month, or less than a month. And then I'm starting on my master's. So I'm going to school to be a counselor of sorts. Yes, I say I'm a lot. Get over it. So, going to school to become a counselor. So I'm starting to work on my master's next. And I work in the chicken business. And I have 10 children and a wonderful wife who I love dearly. And she puts up with me and I put up with her, right? And here's the deal. I'm not a great husband, okay? I am a pain in the butt of a husband, just like I'm sure anyone else is, but legit, whatever my wife can dish out at me, I can dish right back out to her. So it's not like we're two perfect people living in a perfect world and everything's peachy. We do not have the perfect life. We have struggles, financial burdens, just like anyone else, right? Kids got sports to do. We want them to be involved in things, but we don't want to overwhelm ourselves at the same time, running everywhere. But it's kind of the way it is sometimes, right? My oldest kid is 17. My youngest kid is 2. So, you know, 10 years in the mix. No twins, just Irish. But I'm Scottish, so we'll call them Scottish twins. Anyhow, this last 60 days has been a whopper for me. And this is partially why I also wanted to get into counseling. So my ex-wife, scorner of the world, hater of all men and anything that has my name stamped on it, she has withheld my daughter for 2 months now. And, well, at least 2 months, but essentially 60 days. And she has, yes, I know, that's 2 months. And she has convinced my daughter that I am a piece of crap, right? And she has convinced her that she is not safe if she is with me. And that is the furthest thing from the truth. And I think any dad can attest, if your daughter is going to be safe anywhere, it is under your care and protection. And for anyone to convince my child of that otherwise, had to have been doing this for a long time, because that is just utter nonsense. So that's about as negative as I want to be towards my ex-wife. But yeah, believe me when I say there is harsh feelings towards her, and a lot of unappreciative things that I've really had to work through over the years with her. Nonetheless, I'm not called to hold grudges and hate my enemies, right? You gotta pray for your enemies. And that's essentially what we do here. But part of that is what I've wanted to, you know, was what I'm talking about getting into counseling, is seeing the effects this has had on my daughter, and seeing the effects that this has on my marriage. My marriage, essentially, is what you would call a high conflict marriage, or a high conflict divorce. It was a high conflict marriage as well, for a good portion of it. But you know, it was a high conflict relationship between the two of us, and ongoing. You know, like, I'm not trying to cause conflict. That's the issue. I'm not trying to. It's just what I'm dealing with, and it's trying to respond properly in those times, and trying to stay above reproach, so that my children have the right example set for them whenever they go through. Hopefully they never do, but if they do, so they have an example to follow. That's right. So that, and children dealing with loyalty conflicts whenever, you know, parents divorce, they're torn between two parents who they love dearly, and we don't want to set them up for failure or feeling like they need to choose between one or the other. So this is about working through those things. So I'm going to go much more into that at another time. We're going to try to break these segments down and discuss them further in their own issues. But hey, if this is something you'd like to talk about, or if you got something to say on this, hit me up. Leave a voicemail with Anchor, and, you know, check out my podcast, pass it around, and we'll start diving into this stuff and get down to the nitty-gritty. So I hope you like it. Hope you like what you hear, and hit me back. Thanks.